Are you ready? Okay, we will call to order this meeting of the county commissioners at, says 2:12 on my watch. That clock up there says 2:11. We typically start these meetings with a prayer reading or thought, and our county administrator, Ezra Nair, has volunteered to do that for us. Following that, Ben Stanley will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful to gather here today to discuss the needs of the county. We ask that thy spirit be with us as we identify and solidify the needs of the county, and please bless us with safety, and bless those that are not able to make it today. They will be safe and protected, and we're so grateful for this opportunity we have to live in this wonderful country and enjoy the freedoms that we do. We're thankful for wonderful weather, and we ask that it will continue, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ezra.
Well, all those that are able to stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right, we will now build our agenda. Was there anything on the consent agenda that anyone wanted to hold? I had none.
Yes, we just had a request from staff to strike items 10 and items 12 on consent.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it for the consent agenda that I have.
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me.
Okay. On the regular agenda, any items to be held? I would say all the way 1 through 13. I wanted to hold item number 2.
And then if we could just note the continue item 8. That one's not quite ready again.
How long to continue that for?
Just September 4th should be fine.
Okay.
September 4th for 8, okay.
And do we have the names for 12?
You may want to table that
and discuss. Okay.
Discuss in 14.
Okay. We will table item number 12 to discuss. Any other agenda items 1 through 13?
None for me.
I have none.
Okay. Then it sounds like we'll hold closed sessions 14 and 15 and strike 16 and 17. Is that correct? Yep. Okay. You want to read that back to us?
As far as consent agenda, we will strike number 10 and 12 as dated. As far as regular agenda items, we will hold number 2, continue number 8 to the September 4th, and table number 12 as stated. And as far as closed agenda items, we will hold number 14 and number 15 and strike number 16 and number 17.
Okay, that's what I had. Sounds good. All right. On item number 2, I just wanted to verify and make sure that the other elected officials affected by that were notified and have had the opportunity to express their thoughts on it.
I met with...
I would like to hear from them.
Okay.
I've been in the position before where there was someone sitting here who said they talked to me and they didn't. So I prefer
Bert's
to
here,
talk just to them.
Kim is not here, but Carrie sent an email that I forwarded to Ezra.
Okay, do you want to? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. And so my concern on the resolution is that I know that you've got projects that you want to work on, and if we're taking the money in Fund 290 and giving it to tax admin, that means your projects don't get funded.
Right.
And what are your thoughts on that? And
so,
are you okay with that?
So this is the reason why the project overran was indirectly is something that the assessor's office utilizes. So for us to support it is fine with us because indirectly it affects us too. The other thing is we have additional money still left over that should be enough for the other projects we want to do.
Okay, so you should still be able to do your other projects.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're on the spot. Just want to make sure that every department affected by the transfer has an opportunity to talk about how it affects them and how, if you know, if they support it.
Carrie, I'm calling from the Treasurer's Office. I know Kim Jackson and Rod Manis had a discussion about this, and Kim has approved the amount listed. I believe that each year, this Internal Service Fund amount has been estimated for the Treasurer's Office, and I believe it's been overestimated for years.
Okay.
But I believe the amount left remaining will cover the projects that we have planned for the rest of the year.
Okay, so you don't. It's not going to cause any major issues for your department?
No.
Okay, thank you. I think those were the only two elected official, other elected official departments affected by that. Okay. And I'm glad, I would like to see for the future though, I would like to have a discussion occur before the money gets spent rather than after to do a cleanup. I think it's much better to be collaborative in this with our peers instead of just using the resources and then asking them to give us the resources afterwards.
And we all agree with that. And that's why we're setting up a committee.
Perfect.
To meet during budget season and then meet periodically during the year to confirm that projects are on track. And if transfers need to happen, we can take care of them proactively ahead
Perfect.
Of time. And
okay.
then IT's agreed to, if they're at a budget limit, just to stop.
Yeah, and then get a consensus meeting before moving forward.
Correct. So it actually, we're in a better place now than we were before because we have some controls in place that could have been there before but weren't. So now they are, and we're better off for it.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Okay. So it looks like we've got a good resolution then moving forward. Okay, and all the affected elected officials' departments are good. Okay. All right, then with that, I feel satisfied. I would entertain a motion to approve item number two.
Motion to approve item two.
I can second that motion.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that passes. 8 was continued, 12 was tabled. That moves us to the public comment portion before we go into closed session. Do we have any members of the public here that would like to address the commission? Seeing none, we will go into our closed sessions. Thank you for coming, everyone.
Thank you.
We are ready for one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.